As a tough winter winds down on the Kenai Peninsula, efforts are being made to revitalize the local moose populations, which have struggled in recent years. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game approved aerial wolf hunting on the peninsula earlier this year, and now wildlife biologists have started a new high-tech study to learn more about what can be done to bring back the moose. KDLL's Shailen Cochran has more.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game has chosen this year's most stylish fashion accessory for Kenai Peninsula moose, orange radio tracking collars. Biologists with the department have begun studies to gather information that might eventually bolster populations on the peninsula. Thomas McDonough is a wildlife biologist stationed in Homer. He says capture events have already happened on the southern peninsula, with more planned for other areas.
On the lower peninsula, we've already caught 50 adult cow moose. We'll be assessing their movements as they approach the calving period. And when their calves are born, we'll be monitoring the survival of those calves over time.
Cows are targeted with tranquilizers and immobilized from a helicopter. At that point, the animal can be approached and various measurements and samples collected while she's being fitted for a new collar. McDonough says that to gain the most insight, the targeted populations will need to be followed for years.
As with any data that you collect, the more data that you get, the more you understand the system. And with multiple years of captures and repeated captures and monitoring over the course of a number of years, we'll get a really good understanding of the condition of moose and the productivity of the population.
He says even though they're in the preliminary stages, they've already started developing some ideas of what's happening to moose and why. He points to Unit 15A on the northern peninsula and the absence of fires that rejuvenate the browse moose are always on the hunt for.
It's a system that has had fire-influenced habitat changes over time as we look back in the history, you know, over 100 years. And there hasn't been a recent fire to change habitat to basically rejuvenate the moose browse. So our research will be able to tell what condition the moose are in and what those habitat variables relate as far as survival of the adult cow moose and their calves.
Fewer moose have been available for subsistence and hunting in recent years. McDonough says these current efforts are meant to provide information that hasn't been gathered in some time.
In the past, there used to be quite a bit of research focused on the Kenai Peninsula, mostly in the northwestern portion. And that's dwindled off the last couple decades. So the department recognizes there's a void of good quality information that we need to successfully manage moose. So this project has been initiated to fill that void and help us gather information to make better decisions to manage for long-term sustainability.
He says there isn't any one specific reason these new studies are being conducted, but rather it's for all the reasons moose are important to the local ecosystem that at least a handful of them over the next few years will be grazing in radio-transmitting style. Reporting from Kenai, I'm Shailen Cochran.